Time now for the latest world sports from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin. Coming up, from villain to hero in a space of days.
Bentner scores a hat-trick! A great show of character, just two or three days after being ridiculed.
Arsenal reached the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Bayern Munich joined them, and the build-up to cricket's IPL is hit by a media row. More on that in a moment, but first, Arsenal produced one of the most emphatic performances of this season's Champions League as they beat Porto to reach the quarterfinals.
Arshavin on the edge of the penalty area, taking on one too many players there, Arshavin. Still Arshavin, no. Shorrocker scores! And it's the second goal from Nicholas Bentner.
Game on by Nasri. Nasri scores! And it's all over! Nasri shrinks to send Arsenal into the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Arshavin, you're very... He's in four! He's right the goalkeeper! It's 4-0 for Arsenal! Good night, Porto.
Bentner scores a hat-trick! Great moment for him, and Bentner scores three just two or three days after being ridiculed.
For the BBC's Alan Green, who was commentating at the Emirates, it was an outstanding performance from a team who were without their inspirational skipper Cesc Fabregas.
I just thought that Arsenal played really well. I mean, there was a period early in the second half when Hulk actually was threatening. And if Porto scored then to bring it back to 2-1, well, it would have been very, very nervous. But overall, they were terrific, Arsenal. I'm glad for Bentner. He took his goals really well, the first two goals, and then the penalty blasted with delight. For me, the man of the match was Arshavin. I just thought he was sensational. You know, I don't like him back in the defensive half of the field. You don't want a player like that there, you know, where he might make a mistake. But when he is in the opposing half, goodness, he frightens defenders. And he's so confident, he demands the ball, he's shouting at colleagues. You know, he is dictating when he gets the ball, how he wants it played. And he's a commanding figure, an outstanding footballer. And when you've got him and Nasri played really well as well, and you've got Song and Diaby, I honestly don't think they missed Fabregas tonight. I really don't think they missed him, which is a tribute to Arsenal's strength in depth.
A job well done, according to the Arsenal manager, Arsene Wenger.
If I don't smile tonight, I will never smile. We controlled the game, played our fluent football and had a positive start with early goals. And, of course, that gave us the needed belief. We did what we want, like to do. We won with style.
There were also five goals in Florence in the match involving Fiorentina and Bayern Munich, though the contest was a little closer than that at Arsenal. Bayern led 2-1 from the home leg and managed to squeeze through on the away goals rule. Richard Fleming has the details.
Bayern may have lost on the night, their first defeat in 19 outings, but they did enough overall to book a place in the quarter-finals. But with two-thirds of the game gone, Fiorentina looked well set. Goals from Juan Vargas and Stefan Jovetic catapulting them into a 2-0 lead on the night, 3-2 on aggregate. But Fiorentina had gone 17 games since their last clean sheet, and so it came as little surprise when Bayern skipper Mark van Bommel levelled the aggregate score at 3-3 on the hour mark. 4 minutes later, Jovetic restored Fiorentina's advantage. They were 3-1 up on the night, 4-3 ahead over the two legs, but celebrations were short-lived as Ian Robin popped up a minute later to score the decisive goal, a tremendous left-foot drive from distance. The only setback for the Bavarians was that Bastian Schweinsteiger was booked in the match. He'll miss the opening leg of the quarter-finals.
Manchester United play their return leg against AC Milan on Wednesday at Old Trafford. United boss Alex Ferguson says top scorer Wayne Rooney will be fit after missing their last match with a knee injury. However, defender Wes Brown is ruled out for between 4 to 6 weeks. But so Alex is hoping that Brown will return before the end of the season.
His career has been blighted with injury. No long-term injuries, unfortunately, for the lads. And he's got another one in about for 4 to 6 weeks. I hope that we can get him back for some of the season. But that's the situation for him.
In the English Premier League, Birmingham beat Portsmouth by 2-1 to avenge their defeat in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup on Saturday and move up to 8th in the table. Cameron Jerome scored twice in the first half for Birmingham, with Carnu netting a late consolation goal for Portsmouth. The Birmingham manager, Sir Alex McLeish, was delighted to see Jerome add to his goal tally this season, but says more is needed.
It's great to see him getting a couple of goals. And Cameron will get you, 10, 11 goals a season. What we've done is developed as a squad, developed as a team. Sometimes we don't have that edge in the box when perhaps other clubs have the experience and quality to be able to get the balls to their strikers. Maybe we haven't given them as much supply as other clubs round about us, like Everton, for instance, would perhaps have done over the last 2 or 3 years.
Darren Bent scored his first hat-trick for Sunderland in a resounding 4-0 home win over Bolton. Fraser Campbell opened the scoring with the fastest goal in the Premier League this season, clocked at 41 seconds. More importantly, it was a first league win for Sunderland since late November, and manager Steve Bruce was naturally relieved.
It's been a long, cold winter, and it's been quite unbelievable. If somebody had said to me that we'd have to wait this long, I would have said, no chance. But it's what the Premier League is, you know, and when a little bit of luck deserts you, you know, you need a performance and a victory just to give everybody that lift and that little bit of confidence. It's been a tough, tough time, but thankfully we've got a result tonight, and hopefully we can still kick-start our season and keep the players fit, and we'll be okay.
Rangers restored their 13-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premier League with a 2-0 win at Kilmarnock. Goals from Stephen Whittaker and Kenny Miller. Now, less than 3 days before the third Indian Premier League gets underway, the build-up remains low-key as a dispute between the organisers and news media organisation has to be settled. News channels are unhappy with the restrictions imposed by the IPL and the amount of coverage they can show from matches. As a consequence, they've refused to broadcast the stories or promotional pieces relating to the IPL ahead of the start of the tournament on Friday. The IPL chief is Lalit Modi.
The rights are owned by the licensee of ours, and we have certain parameters globally that every sporting body has. I mean, every country respects that. We had 7,000 hours of infringement last year by news broadcasters. So we want to lay down stringent guidelines and make sure that they adhere to those guidelines.
No resolution in sight.
I don't think there's a resolution in sight right now. They offered us a halfway mark, and we accepted it reluctantly. But unfortunately, they have come and changed their mind and said that now they want to move the goalpost again. And we've seen that goalpost moving again and again and again. I think the time's up for moving up the goalpost.
The semi-final lineup is now complete at the Hockey World Cup in Delhi. The defending champions Germany are through after victory over New Zealand. The Netherlands joined them despite losing to Korea. From Delhi, the BBC's Aaron Armstrong reports.
The day began with four teams in with a chance of making the semi-finals, but the European sides were always favourites and they duly progressed. Germany overcame a determined fight back from New Zealand to come away 5-2 winners, but their young team do look fragile when the pressure's on, which will come as good news to England, who'll play them for a place in the final. That meant the Netherlands just had to avoid defeat by a 2-goal margin against Korea, which they managed, but only just. Korea won 2-1 and had several chances to make it 3 and sneak through. The Dutch themselves missed an open net from 1 yard out and had a penalty stroke overturned on appeal, which just about summed up the match. Frantic. That defeat, though, could have implications because it cost the Netherlands top spot in Pool A and means they'll now have to face Australia.
In boxing, Vitali Klitschko will defend his WBC title against Poland's Albert Sosnowski on May the 29th. Klitschko had been negotiating a bout with the Russian giant Nikolai Valuev, who lost his version of a title to Britain's David Haye in November. But the two parties couldn't reach an agreement. And before we go, our top story, Arsenal and Bayern Munich are the first teams through to the quarterfinals of the European Champions League. Nicholas Bentner scored a hat-trick as Arsenal beat Porto by 5-0 to go through 6-1 aggregate. Bayern lost 3-2 at Fiorentina, but go through on the away goals rule after a 4-all aggregate draw. Well, stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. You can, of course, get more on our website, bbcworldservice.com. But for now, that's the latest world sports from the BBC.